Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So what's something that's perfectly legal, but feels illegal while you're doing it? And we got some cool answers that we can throw at you.
Sex.
Sex feels illegal while you're doing it.
What are you doing, man?
Kinky.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. It's the first thing I thought. Was that or jaywalking? And I realized jaywalking is illegal.
Yeah, that's totally illegal.
Yeah, I'm not sure where to go from there. I think,
Well, one for me is going into a store and using their bathroom without buying anything. Because I've had those bathroom emergencies where I've got to go anywhere, but I don't need to buy anything. So I just kind of sneak out. I feel really bad.
Number three on the list.
That's a good one because my wife has like the bladder the size of like a little peanut. So like wherever we go, we have to sometimes there's moments where she's like, we need to go either to a McDonald's or a gas station. Because I got to go, you know, number one, but whatever. It's like, I'm like, okay. Well, now I feel weird because, like, we're going in there. We're not really buying anything. So I'm like, babe, I'm just going to get a cheeseburger because it's really rude.
You are such a great guy.
And you have to go to the McDonald's because they always clean their bathrooms.
I've gotten so many French fries for that reason. Because I feel like, oh, man, if they find out, we're going to be on the news.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a problem.
Real life Bonnie and Clyde here.
You think she's on to you?
Oh, yeah, she's on.
I'm gonna ruin something for you, I found out. So, you know when you see those signs on the freeway that says, you know, next exit, all these food places or whatever? They have to let you use the bathroom.
They do?
Yeah. When I worked at a restaurant like Stevens as a teenager, we had a sign that said, hey, our restaurant is up at the next exit. And I would get mad when people would come in just to use the bathroom and walk out. My boss was like, no, you have to let them because our sign's up.
That's part of the deal. If they put if they advertise your place on the exit, then you have to let them use it as a rest stop.
That's what my boss said.
Because we don't have rest stops anymore. Used to be rest stops. Yeah, I mean there are some here and there, but it used to be lots of rest stops for restrooms and everything. And so that's the deal they made. You open your restaurant and we'll advertise it, and we don't have to maintain the rest stop as the state anymore because you'll maintain it in exchange for the advertising. Everybody gets to use your restroom.
Right? Because I wanted. To stop all the time. People be like, hey, you have to buy something to use the bathroom.
You're a potty stopper? That's the worst.
Well, no, like, I thought I had to. I thought it was my job. And he's like, no. I learned something too
I don't need. My wife doesn't need to know that because then I don't get French fries.
No, we will not tell her this.
Okay, fair.
Yes.
What about wet wipes? Like Buffalo Wild Wings.
Huh? When you use them, you feel like it's illegal?
No, I usually take a couple extras for later.
Well, there is taking too many napkins from a restaurant so you can use them as tissues later.
That's
so
pretty close, yeah.
That's a close thing there, yeah. So we have number one and number three kind of doing it. Number two is interesting. I've had to do this, trying to break into your own home because you're locked out. I mean, it is an illegal thing you're trying to do, is trying to break
into
your
home. But you feel like a criminal.
Yeah, even though it's your own house. But if somebody sees you trying to break into your house, and neighbors don't necessarily know a lot of their neighbors anymore, so they easily can call the cops.
Yeah, or if they just like hear a noise or something, they're going to, or hear somebody shuffling around in the back.
I do number four all the time, which, by the way, that sounds like a bathroom thing.
I know. Yeah. What's the number four? I know number one, number two. Number three has been joked about, but what is number four?
Yeah, number four. Number four involves an Urban Dictionary term. And I do this in the store because I'm hungry. I'm at a grocery store, and I'm hungry, so I do number four.
You eat the food you're about to buy.
Open a snack before I pay for it. And then you just give them the container, the empty container, the empty wrapper to scan.
I used to, when I worked at a grocery store, when someone would come up and the bag was already eaten, my first thought was like, you're a savage. You couldn't even wait until you left the store, and here you are eating your chips. Like, I don't know why, but that just bothers me.
Yeah.
I hate doing that, but I've had to do that recently because I was with my foster brother, and he was having a tantrum. I could not handle him, and I'm like, here's some goldfishies, enjoy. And I just go through the self-checkout, so I just scan it there.
Oh, that's good.
So I don't feel so bad.
See, I never feel bad. I'm basically your stepbrother in that situation. When I go shopping with my girlfriend, it happens almost every Sunday. I open something and then I just tell the checker, yeah, I need to buy this.
Do you have a preferred food snack?
It's usually a drink, actually, because I'm usually just super thirsty, so I'll have like a bottle of water or Red Bull if it's like after a Hawks game or
so,
you know.
So do you hand this half drinking can to the person in the ring, or do you just ask them to scan it with the gun?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Gun me, baby.
Yes. Yep.
which brings me to number five, Danny, because here's the thing that bothers me, and it's not the same as what five says, but it's down the same path, because number five says when you're at a store and realize there's something in your pocket that they also sell there. For me, it's buying an item that you don't need a bag for, like a drink, and then walking into another store that also sells that drink.
Oh.
And you're like,
and now you're just rubbing it in.
Well, or
you gave my money to someone else.
Well, because people do drink they drink stuff in the same store. So it's like you get up to the counter and they go, all right, we need to scan that. No, I bought this somewhere else.
Right.
We sell Diet Coke. What are you talking about?
Did you get a receipt for that,
and
sir?
That's the thing. I always get receipts for that reason now. Because that happened to me one time. Hard to believe, but I got into a fight with somebody for once. Because there are two stores. Usually it's a grocery store, then you've got a drugstore. And they both will sell drinks that you can buy right there. And hey, everybody sells Diet Coke, right?
Kind of. Right. Wow. Kind of on that same thing is since we got the Amazon Go store super close to us, it's so weird to go in there, just grab things and leave.
Someone said you ever go shopping at one of the Amazon Go stores. Yeah, that.
So awesome. You're right.
It's so weird, though. And I'm just like, what if somebody comes in behind me and gets something and there's no one else in the store? But I'm just trying to figure out, like, I'm not going to get screwed by this, am I? So far, I haven't been.
That happened when they started doing that at the Apple store. I remember going in there and you have, like, your Apple app and you can purchase stuff on your app. And I remember leaving the store, like, almost like, comically, like showing my phone, like, purchased it, totally purchased this cell phone case. I have proof of it right here on my phone. When they're all looking at me like, yeah, we're aware. That's why we have this.
We know that that's how it works.
Like, we would have gotten an alarm go off if you walked out with this, you idiot.
I think there's only, a couple of Amazon Go stores, so a lot of people have not experienced it, but I've had a hard time not buying everything because I feel like it's all free.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I want this, I want this, I want this. And I look at the guy like, I can really get out. And he gives me the look like, you're all set to go.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, I'm not going to stop you, man.
Supermarket sweep. It's like, no, you paid for all this, you idiot. You'll see later.
Oh, I just thought of one because of like you savages that eat your chips and drink your drinks before you actually purchase them.
Oh, thanks for savage shaming me.
Have you ever done this where you feel like you're at a grocery store or even at the airport? I've done this before and I felt like, oh, I'm breaking the law. And I just opened up a magazine. I don't necessarily want to buy it, but I wanted to just like kind of like see whatever that article was.
Yeah.
So I like just wanted to quickly glance at something in the magazine. And I was like, I got to hurry up before the clerk or the person in the store finds out, or they're going to make me pay $4.99 for this Rolling Stone.
Yeah, that, you know, I wonder if sometimes I look at that magazine rack now, Steve, and go, is anybody buying these anymore? Because everything's online.
Yeah.
But that used to be an old thing that I had too. Because I would look at Mad Magazine when I was a kid and try to read as much as I could because I didn't have the money, and they always catch it.
The only place where I actually will buy magazines is at the airport.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time where I'm going to be somewhere where maybe the Wi-Fi is going to be crappy, and at least I have a magazine to look through.
Ah, good call.
It's not the Sky Miles magazine.
What is that called? Those are fun.
Yeah, that's the one where you can find all the weird things to purchase.
But, you know, that's not going to last a whole flight. I need something else to stimulate me.
I'm very surprised. You know what? You're usually asleep the whole flight.
Yeah, that's right? That's a really good point.
See, I did that.
That's why he buys a magazine. It gets him to sleep quicker.
When I was in college and bookstores were still a thing, I would, instead of like actually buying a book that I needed for school, I would just go to like one of the bookstores and just read the book there.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you and Steve both, number 7 on the list.
Yeah, isn't that illegal?
I'm sure probably. That doesn't happen at the Barnes & Noble ever.
They had recliners there. Like at that point, I'm assuming, and they had a coffee shop. Like,
well, I think they're hoping you buy the book and then sit there and read.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring.
It's so just go to the record store and put the headphones on and just keep listening to the same record every couple of days?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. it is the strategy. I mean, look, that's what these game store cafes are all about as well. They're hoping you buy the game that they let you play for free. Yeah. Amazon's got the bookstore Bellevue Square where it's the same thing. Hard to believe Amazon actually has a real bookstore, which is sort of like, you know, going back to the source that they destroyed in the first place.
You know, Danny, if you didn't have the money for the books, there's this invention. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called a library.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to buy some of them. Like, you literally can't just go and check them out. Like,
in the library.
You have to buy a book in a library.
Dude, I used to spend so much money on books for class and stuff.
For school
yes.
books.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can go to the library and read a book and not leave the library. Or you could check it out, of course.
True, but they didn't have a lot of the books at the library. You had to buy them, like, per your professor.
Weird.
Which by the way, school books are the biggest scam.
It was like,
oh yeah,
the biggest scam
absolutely.
Ever.
Dude, $1,500 a semester, like,
yeah, it's stupid.
I'm not buying that.
Dude, when we were cleaning out our house, my wife's like, I don't want to get rid of these books. I'm like, you have not been to UW for like 10 years. Like, what do you, like, the books have changed. Like, she's like, well, what if I need them? I'm like, we're never going to need these books. And then I finally came to the conclusion when we finally talked more about it. It was just that she couldn't let go of something that she spent so much money on.
Yeah.
And I was like, call. I get it, but it's time to go.
Yeah. That's tough.
And I'm not the one that's usually telling you to throw something away. And I'm like, get rid of these books. Nice I'm not reading them.
Yeah. And moving books sucks.
Nice therapy, by the way, that she got to the core of it all.
Oh, that's what we do, man, all the time.
I have no idea. Look at you, man.
All the time.
This number 6 one is mostly a problem for the guys.
Oh.
Something that that they do. Oh, you're close. You're very close. Junk is part of it. Flashing it is not part of it.
Whoa.
Again, it feels illegal.
Well, sometimes I go to the bathroom and I'm like in such a rush to use they go to number 1. Then the minute I step through the bathroom, I'm like already whipping it out. And I realize I'm so glad every time that no one from here at work is like walking out of a stall as I'm doing that.
That'd be really awkward. You do that? Like you get fire ready before you even get to the shooting range?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank God I'm not in the bathroom when that happens. That would be disturbing.
It'd be very awkward.
Yes, it would be very awkward. Nobody pulls out their weapon until they're ready to use it, sir.
I gotta wait till someone says draw.
Yeah, that's exactly it. This one here does involve your junk.
Okay.
And it's something that you do in public.
Scratching or grabbing it?
Yeah, adjusting, scratching, grabbing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you do it, and you're not doing it to be lascivious or anything. You're doing it because it's just uncomfortable.
Adjustments need to be made.
Yeah, and people, you know, it looks like, oh my God, you pervert.
Dude, that happens to me so much at the gym. I don't know if that's happening. Like you got, like I'll be like doing like some like a deadlift or like squats or something like that, where like all of a sudden I'm like kind of adjusting as I'm moving. And then when I get back up, like, it's adjusted to where it's...
Oh, yeah. It's not good.
It's just like, if someone looks over, they're going to be like, what the hell is going on? So I have to, like, adjust again.
Yeah.
But now I'm, like, you know, in a gym full of, like, you know, everybody, including women, that are, like, you know, doing their thing. And I look like I'm just, like, scratching myself or worse. Yeah,
that's a good look.
After every set.
Thank God there's not co-ed bathrooms, because then there'd be the other problem.
They'd be like, God, this guy's getting worked up over there.
Oh, yeah. He's, you know, look at this guy. He's having a great time.
I gotta get those compression shorts just to keep things like down.
That's a good call. Yes, you do. How about this? Folks, this one is weird. The people say they have this fear when they go through a metal detector, and this is something that they feel like they're doing something illegal. Whenever they go through a metal detector, they feel like, oh, did I put my gun on me? Even if they, like, what?
The gun they don't even own?
Yeah, like, there's a gun in your pocket you forgot about, so they immediately feel like they're doing something illegal walking through a metal detector, because what if I got a gun in my pocket I don't know about?
I've kind of had this, not with a gun, because I don't own a gun, but going through those, I've had the multi-tools. So the ones that have like the little knife blades or the wrenches and all those little things on those. I've taken those with me, and it's just like, I swear to God, it's not a weapon. I promise. It was just a thing that I used for stuff, and like totally freaking out. And they're like, yeah, we know. You have to throw it away now.
Oh.
And I was like, I was pissed because it's like a $60 tool.
Yeah, that's a beating.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
See, that has happened to me where I'm like, do I have drugs on me? Even though I know I don't have drugs on me. I'm like, like you walk by one of those dogs at the airport. And you're like, oh, man. They're going to smell something on me from, like, you know, 10 years ago. I once smoked pot and I wore these jeans. I bet they can smell it. Like, it's so stupid. It's no different than when, like, a cop car gets behind you.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, crap, what am I doing that's illegal? I'm not sure, but I bet I'm going to get pulled over for it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And then you... And how about this one? This one I love because it does. I do feel badly about doing this, and it's usually because my wife makes me do it. And that is...
The what?
Did you have a stroke, or were you trying to do an impression of a stroke?
I was censoring myself.
Good call. Oh, yeah. You were about to say a naughty thing.
Oh, I was about to make a naughty sound. Yeah, and gesture.
Well, you can make the gesture. Only we would see that.
You know,
I have to revoke my 2 minutes.
You can't. You can't watch the presidential debates again because you have lost all professionalism. Yes. You understand that, right?
What little bit I had is gone.
Yeah, you've lost it all. We cannot use that debate as a way to conduct our lives. We have to remember that we have to be a little more. And we're radio idiots, and we still have to be a little bit more professional than what happened last night.
Fair.
This one here is ripping off one or two bananas off of a bunch at the grocery store because you don't want that many. My wife makes me do that all the time, and I always feel like, oh, they're going to get mad at me.
Oh, because she's like, I don't need five bananas.
Yeah, give me two. And I'm
it's
like,
all weight-based. I get it.
I'm like, huh? They don't sell two bananas, honey. They sell them by the bunch.
See, I didn't know that you could actually do that until I started dating my current girlfriend. And she doesn't do it with bananas, but she does it with ginger. So if you do, like, ginger root,
really?
She only needs a little bit, she rips it off. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I was like, they're going to get mad at you. She's like, no, they. I'm still going to pay for it. And it's literally, she's like, I just don't need that much ginger. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
What's happening?
You sound like that thing Steve was trying to do.
Exactly. Ah. Yeah.
The bananas one, whenever I see it have too many, I'm just like, okay, I'll just eat more bananas. Like, I never think, okay, I should get less bananas. Right? I'm like, okay, challenge accepted. I have now seven bananas to work with.
Well, my wife...
An abundance of bananas.
I wish you were my wife in that regard. Honey, take one for the team and eat the rest of these bananas.
It's good for you. It's potassium. Oh.
We got a new survey that asked people for the elements of the perfect Friday Inn. So this is your what makes a perfect Friday Inn? What do you think topped the list? I'm going to tell you at 8:17. Bananas.
Yes.
All right. I'll tell you at 8:17 on the Rock.
BJ and Migs mornings on the Rock 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Bunch of people were asked, okay, look, you know, a lot of us got a shelter in place and maybe our lives don't look so cool because we can't go out as much as we used to. So then, all right, we got a Friday night. We're going to spend it in. What are the perfect elements for the perfect Friday night in?
Tiger King, of course.
Tiger King, number one on the list.
Rewatching.
No, it's not. It's
hard pass.
I got seven things that make Friday a perfect Friday in. I got seven things. So you guys are staying in, and this is going to be a real fun time for you. What do you think?
It sums up most Fridays for me these days. Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Oh, good call.
Well, dessert is on the list at number two, but not ice cream. I totally disagree. I'll give you a clue. I totally disagree with this because this is not my favorite dessert at all.
Sour Patch Kids.
Wow, you guys.
Birthday cake.
Birthday cake?
I love
birthday cake.
Peach cobbler.
You are very surprised that I don't like this. As a matter of fact, you forbid me to go to the factory because I don't
like
this. Cheesecake? Yeah, I don't like cheesecake.
I forgot that you don't like cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory.
You don't care about me, Steve.
I'm sorry. True. I know you like key lime pie.
See, I remember the things you like, not the things you dislike.
See, that's important in a relationship.
Well, man of positivity.
Yeah, some people believe a perfect Friday night in, it gets you cheesecake for dessert, which, I mean, I know a lot of people like cheesecake. There is a whole factory, so yeah.
See, my wife's not big on cheesecake. I would devour a cheesecake. I love cheesecake.
It's another reason why your wife and I are very same people.
In that situation, yes. Yeah,
you know, I love those little slices they have with the different fruit types.
So you can strawberry.
Or you get the, I guess it's grape, but because it's purple. But, like, you can get a slice of one of the little ones, each of them. Mm-hmm. So you have, like, I'm having a taste test of each one.
Oh, it's a flight.
It's a little cheesecake flight.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay. So,
see, for us, though, it would be ice cream. I mean, but dessert, you're right. I mean, that's like our excitement is like, okay, Saturday or Friday night, one of those nights we're eating ice cream.
Number three is Vicky, no doubt about it.
What, Vicky?
Vicky?
Yeah.
On a Friday night?
Yeah. For the perfect Friday night.
Well, according to some of our texters,
a lot of guys would say that.
I can't say it on the radio. No.
No, I know what your perfect Friday night is now.
See, I've been hanging out
DIY with projects.
I've been hanging out with my folks a lot, helping them move and pack, so I'm real excited on Friday for my dad's mojito. Like, I am ready to drink and get work done.
Well, having a glass of beer or a glass of wine, number four on the list. But, Vicky, you forget yourself. Let's just say back in the, whatever, back before moving started happening, what is your perfect night in?
Binging.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. Number three.
The arts and crafts.
I do both at the same time.
Yeah. You don't know Vicky. Vicky's the binger. Every time I put a show on and I watch more than one episode, I go, oh, yeah, I'm living the Vicky life.
More than one show.
Yeah. Like, my wife and I have been watching this show called Alone, and it's a survival sort of, it's like Survivor, but with real people and doing, like, really surviving. And when we watch more than, like, we'll watch 1, 2, 3 episodes, and I always turn to Kathy and I go, you know, we're living the Vicky life now. We're living La Vicky Loca.
We just started watching something you'll probably enjoy because you're Miss DIY now. It's like some show about people renovating people's backyards.
Wait, what?
Hey, that sounds like
I think it's on the Bravo channel.
Is that an Urban Dictionary?
I don't even have a backyard, and I'm excited. Yeah,
it's like, we'll do your backyard, I think it's called, or something like that. I don't know what it's called.
Think about it. It makes sense, because again, if you're sheltering in place, your backyard is like your oasis, the place you go out.
That's your vacation spot.
Yeah. Oh, man, some people got some great backyards.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we got cheesecake for dessert. We've got being settled in on the couch, binge-watching three episodes of TV by 8:13 p.m., by the way, they said. So by 8:13 p.m., you've already binged three shows. They were very specific.
Why 8:13?
Well, that's, if you're going to ask
specific.
Why... Yeah, you want to know why that? Well, number one also involves a specific time that's very odd to me.
6:09.
And number seven involves a specific time. This is the weirdest thing where basically people have gotten specific about three different times how they want to binge watch a show. I want three episodes in by 8:13 p.m. Number seven involves what time you go to bed. And there is a really random specific time to make a perfect Friday night is the time you're in bed.
10:44.
Ooh, you are close.
Ooh, 10:45.
You are not as close.
Damn.
11:01.
You are closer than Steve.
Oh, then I'm real off. I was going to say 9:45 because that's when I want to go to bed.
Vicky, you are an old lady.
I am.
You really are. Man, Vicky, see, that somebody needs to find you and take you to all the early bird specials.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. The buffets.
Dude, those are the best.
Yeah.
Just go on gilfhunters.com or something like that. Grandpa's, I'd like to.
Not that Steve knows anything about these websites. He's just assuming there's a place called Gilf Hunters.
Well, I'm not just a member. I'm
also a client.
Yes. Yeah. In bed by 10:56 p.m. Apparently, that makes the perfect Friday night if you're in bed 4 minutes before 11 o'clock. Apparently, if you're beyond 10:56, it's 10:57. This is the worst
Friday ever. You're a party animal.
That's about me. It seems about right with us. Like, we usually will, put Tatum to sleep around 7:30. And then we'll go back downstairs if I'm not working the next day, we'll just go back downstairs and finish watching whatever show or movie we were watching. And then we fall asleep on the couch, and it's usually right around 11 that we wake up and we're like, oh, let's go up to bed, I guess.
You're living the dream, aren't you?
Living the best life, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want it any other way.
Isn't it something just how different, though, your life has changed in a year? That's about a year she's been here.
Yeah, we were still falling asleep on the couch a year ago.
Oh, you were doing that anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I'm glad you got to return to your single lifestyle before Tatum came in. I'm glad remember when we used to just fall asleep on the couch, honey, before Tatum ruined everything? Oh, we'll do it again someday.
We just watched the movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're a big boy.
I love these.
You see, he gave me the look like he gives his mom. I just watched my own movie.
You watch your approval, BJ.
I just got excited
because I remembered I watched the movie, and I think you guys would like it if you haven't watched it. And it's free if you have your premium channels.
Ooh. Oh, okay. What do you got?
Queen and Slim.
I don't know this.
It was a movie I wanted to watch forever when I saw like a trailer in the movie theaters.
Queen and Slim. I'm oblivious to what this is.
It's so good. It's about. I mean, it's scary how like it kind of like reminds you of like the world that we're in right now. But it's a couple that, or not even, they're on a date and they're driving. Cop pulls them over. Cop is being a jerk to the guy as he's outside. And then, long story short, the cop shoots at the girl. He grabs the gun, shoots the cop, and now they're wanted.
Oh!
But they are basically running from the law because they know, even though what they did was a form of self-defense, they know how it's going to be skewed. And so now they're just trying to get away, and they become like these, like kind of like these folk heroes as they're trying to hide from everyone. And it's a really well done.
That's cool. Who's in this movie?
I don't know either of the actors.
So the main actor, I don't know his name, but he was in Get Out. He was the main guy in Get Out. Okay. And he was also one of the characters in Black Panther.
Oh, okay.
He was like the buddy.
Oh, that's why he looks familiar. Okay, yeah. Oh.
Dude, Flea's in this from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Flea is so good in this because at first you're like, I think that's Flea, but I'm not sure if it's Flea. And as you keep watching, you convince yourself that it's not Flea for some reason because just how good of a job he did, I guess. And also they kind of hide like his tats and he doesn't look like or act like Flea. And then I go online and I'm like, sure as us, it's Flea.
Oh, that's cool.
He's a good actor.
Really great. All right.
It's a really good movie.
I'll probably show my wife a trailer and hopefully she'll dig it.
It's not bad, so it's not like my typical movie setup.
No, I have to say that the premise and everything makes me sound like it, what could go wrong? Plus, it's got some young actors, mm-hmm. which is it's always hopeful, you know. And these are actors we've seen in legitimate stuff. So you know what, Steve, your stock is going up.
All right,
yeah, your stock's going up in this one. So
sometimes
she likes Peanut Butter Falcon. So I got a reminder that nice. You recommended that.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
So, I mean, you're starting to get a little cred. She's still a little wary.
And I think it got good reviews.
Yeah, it was like 82% on the old Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Okay.
7.1.
All right, we got that IMDb. Down. So that fits in. They're talking about binge-watching TV, but I would argue that watching a great movie also is good for a perfect Friday night in.
Movie, documentary series. The next thing on our plate, I think it's on YouTube, is the Paris Hilton documentary.
I didn't even know there was one.
Dude, it looks interesting. It's apparently, she says that she was just being, she was a phony the whole time. Like, she was acting like an idiot the whole time. This whole documentary is about how, like, she was basically being, and that's all I gather from the trailers and the things that I've seen.
Are we going to find out that she's got a really high IQ? And, because that's what, granted, maybe she was, I always just thought she was overplaying it because you're on television. You got to overplay it a little bit. But is she trying to tell me maybe she's even a lot smarter than we even give her credit for?
I'll let you know after I watch the documentary.
Okay, then.
Yeah, but it's on YouTube.
Because I watched that Social Dilemma documentary, and boy, that's a thing.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
absolutely. Makes you want to put your phone down.
I know.
Almost.
Which ruins
it's kind of like supersize me. It almost makes me not want to eat fast food.
Almost does.
But what did I do after seeing that movie? I ate fast food.
Yes. Of course you did, yeah. yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Kit Harington played which character on Game of Thrones?
The Siege Unicorn. Denalis?
No.
Daenerys?
No.
No.
Denali?
No. Well,
Denalis sounds like what they used to need to get things going in the Game of Thrones days. You got any Denalis? Because I just can't get things going today.
Wasn't there a character like Daenerys?
Daenerys.
So
but
close.
Denalis just sounds like a sort of an ED thing.
It's the closest I could get.
Yeah, listen, I'm happy you at least knew there was something in there.
Yeah, if Daenerys lasts for 4 hours, go see your doctor.
Yeah, you need a lot of problems. Jon Snow, of course, who arguably the only good character on Game of Thrones, really. As far as like good-hearted character, you know what I mean?
Okay,
arguably the only one that really had a soul from beginning to end. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421 Rock. We're playing Beat Migs at 8:47 on the Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. borrower. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about three and a half years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.